The state's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, was assigned the task back in September of compiling a panel of health experts. They'd review data on the health effects of fracking. The Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martens had decided the additional review was necessary before any decisions on whether to allow fracking in New York State could proceed. But the state is facing a November 29th deadline on what's called a rulemaking process that would spell out the new regulations for drillers. If all of the environmental department's work is not completed by that date, then the rulemaking would have to start all over again. It could possibly include more public hearings and add several more months, if not years, to a review process that's been going on since 2008. Now, with just over 2 weeks to go until the November 29th deadline, a state health department spokesman confirms that the outside experts required for the health review have not yet been hired, and the agreement involving the scope of their work and any fees they'll be paid have not yet been worked out. Members of a growing group of local government leaders who are opposed to fracking say they have a lot of unanswered questions about the new health review. Martha Robertson chairs the Tompkins County Legislature, which includes the city of Ithaca.
We'd very much like to know what it is actually that Commissioner Martens has asked the health department to review. As far as we know, that hasn't been made public.
Neither the environmental or health agencies have said where the health impact data comes from. It was not part of the original environmental review that's still being finalized. The local officials met privately for nearly 2 hours with the environmental commissioner, Joe Martens. They say he listened to their concerns, but no decisions were made. Before the meeting, Binghamton Mayor Matt Ryan said he doesn't believe, no matter how many reviews are conducted, that gas drilling should ever happen in New York.
Quite frankly, I don't think we'll ever be ready for this industry, and we should go a different direction. And that would obviously be what a lot of the rest of the world is doing, focusing on renewable energy, a clean energy future, and that's what will produce the high-tech jobs that are bypassing us in other countries right now.
Health Department spokesman Bill Schwartz says he can't speculate on whether the health review will be completed or even will begin in the next 2 weeks. A spokeswoman for the Department of Environmental Conservation could not immediately say whether the November 29th deadline will be met. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.